That's right. Reality check, you know what I mean? Street lights, eh? Nuke. Scorpion. When I was young, I used to dream of being rich, having a lot of houses and cars, couldn't know which one was which, and finding me a chick and getting hitched, living the fairy tale life, perfect without a glitch. You think that this would bring me happiness, if at the end of every rainbow there was a treasure chest. Sometimes having more is really less. Take a look inside yourself, you realize you're really blessed. No matter how you're sad and blue, there's always someone who has it worse than you. Sometimes you gotta pay your dues, so don't worry, just push on through.
Keep it in real.
Gotta dig up all my people who've been working on the future, though they know they gotta struggle.
Keep it in real.
To all my homies working on the 9 to 5 and doing right to keep themselves up out of trouble.
Keep it in real.
Although sometimes I know it seems impossible, there ain't no need in drowning in your sorrow.
Keep it in real.
If things are as bad as they can be, you could be sure there'll be a brighter tomorrow. I never got to have myself the house, the mansion, and the beds. I'm not the kind of brother who'd be making mad ends. I got myself a girl, but we be kicking it as friends. It's not enough, but maybe that depends. Again, not everything you want is everything you really need. The standard of society's motivated by greed. Are you prepared to follow? Tell me you prepared to leave. So persevere and you succeed.
Keep it in real.
Gotta dig up all my people who be working on the future, though they know they gotta struggle.
Keep it in real.
To all my homies working on the 9 to 5 and doing right to keep themselves up out of trouble.
Keep it in real.
Although sometimes I know it seems impossible, there ain't no need in drowning in your sorrow.
Keep it in real.
If things are as bad as they can be, you could be sure there'll be a brighter tomorrow. All the harsh realities appears to come in twos and threes. Don't worry, cause there'll be a better day. One thing I can promise you, just keep on keeping on. I swear to you, there's gonna be a brighter day. And cars, couldn't know which one was which, and finally you're taking getting hitched, living the fairy tale life, perfect without a glitch. You think that this would bring me happiness, if at the end of every rainbow there was a treasure chest. Sometimes having more is really less, so take a look inside yourself, you realize you're really blessed. No matter how you're sad and blue, there's always someone who has it worse than you. Sometimes you gotta pay your dues, so don't worry, just push on through.
Keep it real.
Gotta dig up all my peoples who be working on the future, though they know they gotta struggle.
Keep it real.
So all my peoples working on the 9 to 5 and doing right to keep themselves up out of trouble.
Keep it real.
Although sometimes I know it seems impossible, there ain't no need in drowning in your sorrow.
Keep it real.
If things are as bad as they can be, you could be sure there'll be a brighter tomorrow. That's right, so yeah. Get thanks we have, no? When you think that it's bad, there's always somebody that's worse, you know what I'm saying? Give your blessings to me. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah.
Well, good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Yes, you are listening to the voice, the one, the only, James McCutcheon, with real talk, real heart. And man, whoo, Lord Jesus, do a brother be dealing with some real life issues. Father, I thank you for this glorious and precious day that you created and made. Father, I relinquish my will today. Father, I make you Lord and Master over every area of my life from A to Z. And Father, because I have made you Lord and Master, it is now your responsibility to watch over everything that I, James Edward McCutcheon Jr., have made you Lord and Master over. Father, right now, it is so many people hurting today. It is so many people, Father God, that expectations have not been met. But Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you are sovereign. I thank you that you are merciful. I thank you, Lord God, that you are kind. I thank you that you are a forgiving God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are a holy God. I thank you that you are a perfect God. I thank you, Lord God, that I can rely on you when I cannot rely or depend on no one else. I thank you, Lord God, that you watch over your word to perform it. I thank you, Lord God, that your word says that as many as receive you, you gave them the right to become the sons and daughters of God. I thank you, Lord God, that now because I have come into the understanding that my life is no longer my own, you are my Lord, you are my Master, you are my Savior, you are my Redeemer, you are my peace, you are my joy, you are my long suffering, you are my everything, Father. And I just want you to know how grateful I am that I get to come on and do something that you have purposed and called me to do. So, Father, today, all broken hearts today, Father, I pray, Lord God, for families that have lost someone. I pray today, Lord God, that you be the lifter of their head. I pray that you go in and infuse them today with your peace. I pray that you go in today and infuse them with your touch. I pray that today, Lord God, that they know that they are not alone. I pray, Father, that they feel a love like they have never felt from you before. And I pray that today, Father God, you give them each one strength today, because your strength is made perfect when ours is failing. So, Father, I thank you for this moment today that I get to come on here and rock this mic for you and talk about you, because it is nothing that I know personally that I can talk about better. And, Father, I can decree and declare that anything today that will try to block or stop the move of your presence, of your spirit, Father, of this word that you have birthed inside of me, Father God, I bind it in Jesus' name, and I command for peace to be still. And it's in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in today. I believe I got a really good word today, and I'm going to try to give it it's just due as the way the Lord gave it to me. I'm going to try to make sure that I delivered exactly the way he wanted to be delivered. Man, this is a kind of this message right here is really challenging, because, you know, I know for me personally, I have expectations. I don't know anybody that don't have expectations. How do I know? How do you feel when your expectations are not being met? Some unmet expectations have caused people to even abandon their marriage, their careers, their families, education, relationships, and many other things. How thankful am I? And how thankful should you be that we serve a God that no matter what, and cause let me just go ahead and just put this in perspective. You have expectations. I have expectations. Everybody in this world have it some expectations, whether they verbalize them or whether they keep them inside in their own way of thinking. We all have some expectations, and I'm going to break those things down today to you to show you that you do. But here's the kicker, okay? Well, just because you and I have expectations, we forget that God have expectations too. Okay, you say, hey, Brother James, how do I know that God really have expectations? Well, he put expectations out. So let's just do Adam and Eve. We're going to just use them as a prerequisite for a minute. Okay, so if God didn't have no expectations, then his expectations is when he said to them, okay, all of these trees and everything out here, you have free access to them. You have accessibility to them. You can go get what you want. You don't have to ask no for my permission. You don't have to ask for nothing. You just go and get, but this one right here. See, this is my expectation. My expectation is that this tree right here of the tree of good and evil, that one right there, my expectations is stay away from that one. Because if you go to that one, then that signifies to me that you are willing to be in control of your own life. But see, here's the kicker. See, I am the creator. You are the created. So therefore, the creator get to tell the created what to do and what not to do. So my expectations is because I know what's going to come when you disobey me versus you being in alignment and obeying me and meeting my expectations. Then therefore, when I say stay away from that, you will know that it's a reason why I said it. But since you chose to do what you wanted to do and not meet my expectations, and you wanted to do your own thing, now here comes the consequences. Because here's the deep part about expectations. When expectations are not met, generally it causes a disconnect. Because what expectations do is establish a foundation of trust that I have put these expectations out to you and you are willing to meet these expectations. And if you meet these expectations that I have told you that this is what my expectation is, because listen, it's totally foolish. Okay. If anybody say, I don't have no expectations, that would be totally ridiculously stupid. It would be totally ridiculously stupid, because expectations is what creates and set boundaries, and expectations are really what establish again a foundation of trust. Because if you are willing to meet my expectations because I presented them to you, that tells me that you not only respect me, but that tells me that you are willing to come into a place with me to make me know that I can trust you. Because normally expectations come from what somebody is experiencing in their heart and in their mind and in their spirit. So it's just like a woman say, okay, hey, look, I have an expectation that you and I are going to date exclusively. Well, what does exclusive mean? That means that there is nothing else outside of this that is going to be able to disrupt the relationship that you and I have, because we have come into agreement, and it's power in agreement, that we have come into agreement that the expectation is that we are exclusive. Now, if you do not meet those expectations, and how can you not meet those expectations? You cannot meet those expectations by being a nickel slickster. You can not meet those expectations by being a player, a hustler, a pimp. You cannot meet those expectations by being a liar, a manipulator, and a deceiver. You cannot meet those expectations by you deciding that I am not want to be in the same mindset of agreement that you are asking me to be in. I'm going to create my own agenda. So therefore, I'm not willing to meet those expectations. Well, if you're not willing to meet those expectations, then instantaneously you have ushered in a deal breaker. Okay? So I'm going somewhere with this. So I want y'all to hold on, because I'm wanting to show y'all how we have done God the same way. That the expectations that from the very foundation in the beginning with Adam and Eve were not met. And therefore, we've been wearing that same banter today in 2022, getting ready to be 2023. We are still not meeting those expectations that God has put in place. But yet and still, we want God to meet our expectations. Oh, how do I know that to be true? Because every day you have an expectation that you want something to eat. You have expectations that you want to be able to wake up and you can see. You have an expectation that you want to be able to have some food in your mouth, something to drink, have clothes on your back, shoes on your feet, roof over your head. You have an expectation of all of those things. You have an expectation to be in health. You have an expectation that you are expecting for God to meet for you. But the truth of the matter of it is, God has some expectations that he expects for us to meet too. And we are not keeping up our end of the bargain, but we are expecting for God to keep up his. Okay, I got some notes and I want to get on into these. Okay, listen to this. What are expectations? Things that we would like to have happen. When we create expectations, being in a relationship or through another person, we expect those things to happen. Expectations, now listen to this, this is so good right here. I might cough a little bit today because I'm still trying to get over what me being sick a week and a half ago. So bear with me. If I cough a little bit, y'all know how fired up your boy get. So if I cough a little bit, it ain't because a brother just want to be coughing. It's because I still got a little congestion in my chest. So I appreciate you guys bearing with me with this. Okay, now listen to this. This is so good. We expect those things to happen. Expectations are what we create as our truth. Boy, this is so good. Our truth and whatever we create as our truth is now what becomes our reality. Okay, now listen to this. I got to stop right there. We have made, from a societal standpoint, we have made our truth be Beyonce, Jay-Z, Denzel Washington. The list goes on. I can name so many. I can just keep going on and on and on and on and on and on. Y'all see where I'm going with that. The expectations is that we expect for these people to be perfect. We expect for these people because what we see is all the glit and the glam and all of the other stuff, but we don't see, because none of us are privileged to understand or see what they do in their personal and private life. We're not privileged to that. We only get a chance to see those things that's on Entertainment Tonight or on NBC or CBS or NBC or whatever. All these different platforms and all these major conglomerates. But the truth of the matter of it is that people have put expectations on imperfect people. Well, the truth of the matter of it is God has put expectations on imperfect people. But this is the deep part right here. And this is so good. When the Holy Spirit gave me this one, boy, this really got me. Okay. Yes, we put expectations on imperfect people. Well, God put expectations on imperfect people too. But the difference is that when imperfect people let you down, you are willing to completely cut them off. But when we let God down, God still choose to love you. Now, to me, how stupid is that we are willing to walk away from someone that is perfect? But if someone that is imperfect let you down, you will still ride with that person. Hey, look. It's plenty of people stay in relationships with people that cheat on them. It's plenty of people that stay in relationships with people that hit on them. It's plenty of people that stay in relationships of people that lie and constantly deceive them. Hey, look, it's women and men know that you got a side person and you still choose to stay in that unhealthy relationship because you see value in that. But God says that I am God and you will walk away from me in the first moment that you get that you feel like I have let you down. But then look at all the times you have let me down and did not meet my expectations. I still choose to be patient with you. I still choose to love you. I still choose to carry you. I still choose to provide for you. I still choose to cover you. I still choose to protect you. Oh, remember that wreck that happened last week, that if I hadn't held you in traffic or caught you at that light, that would have been you. Oh, that's me providing and covering and protecting you. Oh, and yeah, guess what? You ain't been meeting my expectations. You've been doing your own thing. You've been hooking and crooking. You've been lying and deceiving. You ain't been in my word. You ain't been praying to me. You ain't been talking to me. You ain't been spending no time with me. You ain't been loving on me. You ain't been talking about me. You ain't been exalting me. You ain't been praising me. You ain't been letting the world know about my goodness and my kindness. You have not been doing any of those things, but yet and still, because of the love that I have for you and the expectation that I have for you that you have not yet met, I am Elohim, El Shaddai. I can see your beginning, your middle, and guess what? I get a chance to see that you are going to meet my expectation, because guess what? I understand this, that you are not in control. I am. And since I am in control, I can cause things to come into alignment. When I say, let there be light, there gotta be light. When I say, here's the moon, there's the moon. When I say, here's the sun, there's the sun. When I say, here's the stars, there's the stars. Everything that I speak had to come into alignment to my word, because my expectation is that when I speak, things happen. So guess what? I need you to come in agreement with the expectation that I have for you. Then therefore you will see the expectation that you have for me. Because if you cannot see who I am, then it's hard for you to see who you are, because I am the creator, you are the created, and the created would never be able to understand the creator unless you come in agreement and understand who he is. That's where you will see your identity come through. Whoo, ain't that good? Oh, that's so good. Now listen to this. What are God's expectations for us? God's expectations for us are to accept his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that's an expectation. Now notice, excuse me, he didn't say to accept Buddha. He didn't say make Scientology or astrology or Illuminati or Hindu or Muslim. He said, accept his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's my expectation. My expectation is for not for you to make Kevin Hart your idol. You worship him, for you to make him become a god, not to worship the beehive. All of this other nonsense. That's not what I said, because these people are imperfect. I'm perfect. These people are going to die. I'm not. So therefore, I need you to understand that these expectations that I have are for you to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. He expects us to give our lives to him, and in so doing, develop a character. Now, this is so good. Develop a character of Christ. God wants us to become more like Christ. Well, okay, look here. How many of us can really truly say, and this is real, today, ask yourself, am I really emulating a reflection of Christ? When other people see me, they can say, man, that dude, that sister is different. Something is different about them. The way they talk, the way they carry themselves, the way they speak, the way they treat people. Man, they quick to forgive, they slow to anger. That person there is totally about that life. That person there is something different about them. Now that I see Christ, I can see some, man, that's a reflection of Christ. Of what I have come to know, whether if it's through the Ten Commandments, the movie, or whatever you have watched to give you some essence of who Christ is or what he represented, God says, not James McCutcheon, God says he wants us to become more like Christ. Well, how do you do that? Three things God calls us to do today, but I'm going to give you four, okay? One, love him with all of our hearts, Matthew 22:37. Number two, love our neighbor as ourselves. Most jokers don't even know who their neighbors is, okay? And it ain't physically necessarily talking about the person that live next door to you. That's a part of it. But that's just talking about people that you're around every day. God love them. So are you displaying love? Or do you walk past people and don't even speak? How hard is that? You know, even before I came to know Christ, even before I came into some knowledge of some truth, my mama taught me, one, you never walk into a house and not speak. That was number one. If we walked into the house and there's some folk in the house and we, or if it was just her or my dad or my sisters or cousins or whomever, if we walked in the house and we didn't say nothing to nobody, oh, it was some consequences. So that's one, just to be able to have a level of respect for other people. That's just something that is a taught behavior, and it's not costing you nothing. But we can walk past people all day, every day, and never say, that's the, listen, this is a revelation for me. One thing that I know to be true, that the world is full of a lot of lonely and hurting people, and everybody's scared to make the first move. God honors and looks for people that's willing to be a reflection of his heart, that's willing to be a reflection of his glory, to be a reflection of his kindness, to be a reflection of his joy. And guess what? That's kind of where it starts, because my Bible tells me that he that has a friend must first show himself friendly. But because we are carrying so much baggage of being disappointed, listen to this, our expectations not being met, people letting us down, people lying to us, people hurting us, people manipulating, and people trying to figure out ways to infiltrate, to get in and take stuff from you. We do not trust nobody, including God, because we feel like we are going to lose something if we allow ourselves to be vulnerable. But this is the whole point. I don't know nobody that was more vulnerable than Jesus Christ. Okay, listen to this. How do I know? He told Peter, before the clock crowed three times, you're going to deny me. And Peter told him, no, I will not, Lord. And what did he do? The same person that he laid beside every night, had dinner with, drunk with, slept beside every night, all of those things turned around and sold him out, and he still was willing to trust him, even when he knew that a joker was not no good, but because he understood the magnitude of what love does, it changes the whole dynamic of you always feeling like I can't be vulnerable, because vulnerability is a sign of strength, not weakness. We got it so twisted from a societal standpoint that we think to be vulnerable means to be weak. No, 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 no. To be vulnerable means to be strong, to be arrogant and prideful and self-righteous and act like I'm a shield and keep everything and everybody away from me. That's weak, because at the moment that you decide that you're going to surrender to God, then God allows his presence, his spirit, his love, his kindness, his joy, his mercy, his forgiveness, his grace, all of those things, he allows those things to pressure those things in to infuse you, because now you are vulnerable enough to receive them, because the Bible said that God resists the proud but give grace to the humble. So therefore, I'm saying to you, whatever your expectations are, you feel that you cannot be vulnerable to allow yourself to meet God's expectations because so many of yours have been unmet by other people. And God is saying, I'm here today to show you that I have expectations that you all have not met for me, but I'm still willing to let you see that I'm right here walking side by side beside you. I know that your heart has been broken. I know you have lost people. I know that your mama just passed. I know that you just lost a sister. I know that your wife said that she didn't want to be with you no more. I know that. I know that your husband said that he met somebody else. I know that there was a very serious breakup and letdown, and that hurt so much. I get it. I know you just lost your father. But guess what? What is greater than that person being in my presence? Because ultimately, that's where you want to be. That's what you told me when you accepted me as your Savior. So the only reason why you would be all up in arms to a point to where you are frustrated and you feeling the way you feel is because you don't know if that's a possibility. Because if you know that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, my expectations is that not any man perish, but every man be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. That's my expectation. That's my expectation. Is that your expectation? Because if that's your expectation, it's accessible, it's available, it's free. All you got to do is be willing to accept it and receive it. And anything and everything that you may be going through, I got you. Because I promised you, my expectation is that I will never leave you nor forsake you. And guess what? I can back it up by I can tell you that I am not a man that I should lie. So therefore, I watch over my word to perform it. So when everyone else is turning their back on you, when everyone else is leaving you, when everyone else say that they don't want to have anything to do with you no more, I want you. I love you. I'm here for you. I'm here to comfort you. I'm here to encourage you. I have a plan for you. I have a purpose for you. I have already preordained and predestined before you were formed in the womb of your mother. I have already have predestined your life for what I wanted it to be. All I need you to do is come to me. I need you to come and ask me, what is the purpose that you that I'm here. Only thing I need you to do is come to me and say, Lord, what are your expectations for me? Lord, help me meet the expectations that you have. Because Lord, you have expectations. I have expectations. And unfortunately, some of mine have not been met. So teach me how to still love people when my expectations have been met. Because you still have loved me when I have not met yours. So I want you today, Father, to show me how to meet other people's expectations and meet them where they are, just like you did when I wasn't meeting yours, you met me where I'm at. So this is what I'm trying to tell you, brothers and sisters, today, that that's how what type of God we serve, a merciful God that we have. See, y'all thought that today that James was going to come on here and it was going to be a beat up session. No, because we don't serve a God that beats you up, but we do serve a God that expects for you to change. Because guess what? Jesus carried the cross for change, huh? See, Jesus carried the cross that you and I, because he saw the joy that was set before him, that he endured the cross. The Bible said that he that knew no sin became sin, that we all may become the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. Look, I can say this over and over and over again, and I will, because the Lord will not let me walk away from this. I done research, and guess what? The thing that we have now, we have Google. That's supposed to have everything from dictionary to anything, that any information that you want to obtain. And you can go and book it. They have tried and tried scientifically, it's been proven that it has only been one Messiah. It has been proven that it has been one sacrificial lamb. It has been proven that it is only one person that went through a crucifixion. It wasn't Muhammad. It wasn't Scientology. It wasn't Buddha. It wasn't Hinduism. It wasn't astrology. It wasn't Illuminati. It wasn't Beyonce. It wasn't Jay-Z. It wasn't Kevin Hart. It wasn't Steve Harvey. It wasn't Oprah Winfrey. It wasn't Tyler Perry. It wasn't none of these people. Elon Musk. It wasn't none of these people that we have put so much trust and stock in that is so imperfect, but we look at them like they have all the answers. But it's only one Elohim. It's only one El Shaddai. It's only one great I Am. So therefore, I am saying to you today that even though we, and I put me in it too, because I have not always met God's expectations, neither have you, neither have all any of us have not always met God's expectations, but he who knew no sin still became sin that we may become the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. So today you need to make a decision that even though I have not always met your expectations, Father, I am willing today to surrender everything of who I am, because you are in control and I'm not, because the very air that I'm sucking up and breathing right now, you giving it to me. The very eyesight in the mind that I have, you are the one who give it to me. And guess what? I today surrender to you, and I want to meet your expectations. So I want to be what you said. Your expectations is for me to be holy, because you are holy. You said if for me to be holy, what do holiness look like? That look like somebody that is really truly wanting to be about that life. That look like somebody that ain't watching shows that have two men kissing in it. It look like somebody that is not promoting anything on Instagram or Snapchat or any of these other major platforms, Facebook, all of this other stuff. If you are going to promote anything, promote the Most High God. If you're going to promote anything, promote Jesus Christ, because he is the only one that is a standard bearer that is perfect. Everything else is imperfect. He's the only one that when everybody else will let you down, that he will not let you down. I guarantee you right now, talk about the LGBTQ community. Talk about any of those right now on any major platform. I guarantee you, you're going to get come out there. But I'm going to call you out today on the James McCutcheon Keeping It Real show, because that's what it means to keep it real. So therefore, I'm calling you out, sin. Sin, I'm calling you out today. The expectation is that my God says he wants us to be holy. He created us to be holy. So therefore, I don't know if you can be holy and be a lesbian. I don't know if you can be holy and be a homosexual. I don't know if you can be holy and you have a relationship and you're standing at an altar with a man when God said he made a woman for a man and a man for a woman. I don't know if you can be holy if you are sitting up and you have a chick on the side and you took a covenant and to say that I'm going to enter into a married covenant with you, Lord. Oh yeah, you can have a mishap. You can have a hiccup. You can have a slip up. You can have some things, because sometimes we need to go through some things in order to get to the one thing. And the one thing that we can only get to that is perfect is that sometimes we got to see all the imperfect. And so God today is saying, I want you to see all the things that is imperfect. Then therefore you can look to me. To me, the way your help come from. I say, yea, though I stand at the door and knock, that if any man open, I will come in and I will sup with you. That means I want a fellowship with you. That means I want to clean all of the stuff out the way you can start meeting my expectations. Because at the end of the day, you want me to meet yours. You want other people to meet your expectations. So therefore, if you want other people to meet your expectations, guess what? I need you to start meeting mine, because the qualification for mine is wrapped around some love. The qualification for mine is wrapped around some grace. The qualification for mine is wrapped around some mercy. But here's the prerequisite with all of that. If you really want all of that, the Bible says that in order for a man to find himself, he must first lose himself. Well, guess what? That means if you want me, you got to die to you. You can't have me and keep you. I need you to lose you to find me. Because at the end of the day, I sacrificed my son for you so you can get to me. So at the end of today, I need you to be willing to let it all go and surrender to me. If you want those expectations met, then be willing to meet my expectations. I said thou should not commit adultery. Quit cheating. Oh, you may have already done it, but don't do it no more. Because that's what repentance is for. So therefore, if you done made a mistake, my grace is bigger than your mistake. My love is bigger than your mistake. My mercy is bigger than your mistake. Huh? So you say, you want some expectations to be met. Okay. I want this. The world will try to tempt us with fame, success, wealth, promotion, and the likes. See, we're in a world right now to where everybody wants some likes. Everybody wants to build up their like game. How many people like this? How many followers I got? How many people are listening in? Well, God says, guess what? I can use one. I can use one righteous person, huh? In Sodom and Gomorrah, that's what Jesus told. That's what God said to Lot. He said, Lot, if you can go back into town and find one righteous person, I say the whole town. Now listen to me. I don't know if nobody else get it. I get this. If a holy and righteous and blameless God will say, if you can find one righteous person, I will save even those that are wicked. How can you not love and trust somebody that is willing to do that? And he couldn't find one. Ask Noah. Hey, Noah, build an ark, because these rascals here ain't going to change. Oh, but oh, by the way, Noah, if you can find one righteous person, I won't even have you build an ark. Well, I can't find nobody. They laughing at me, Lord. They thinking that this is a joke. Well, okay. So it's the same concept today. God is looking for men and women that is not going to compromise, that's going to meet his expectations. God is looking for men and women that are not going to get sucked up into the culture. He is looking for men and women that is willing to stand out and not try to fit in. God is looking for men and women that is willing to be obedient and not try to make other people accept them, because the only person that you and I should be concerned about accepting us is the Lord Jesus Christ. Because at the end of the day, I say this and it bears repeating, I will much rather be judged by man than to be judged by God. And right now in this world, because we are nowhere remotely close trying to meet any God's expectations, a storm is coming. And when that storm comes, most people think COVID, Ebola, anything else that we can think of, all those were is warning shots. And God is saying that I am laughing at y'all calamity, and I am going to show the world that I am who that I am I am that I am. I'm going to show you because I had to. Because y'all are making a mockery of me. Y'all are trying to completely make a mockery out of my son. Y'all are doing everything y'all can to not meet any of my expectations, but yet and still every day you got some that you need and want me to meet. Let me finish this. Success, fame, wealth, promotion, likes. But we must remember that is our identity comes from people. And this is so good. If our identity comes from people, it can be stripped by people. But if it comes from success, it can be stripped by failure. Now, if your identity is being given to you by people, then the moment that you mess up, or the moment you fail at an endeavor. See, listen, human nature. If you're successful, everybody comes around you. If you got the hottest song, if you winning Grammys and you winning American Music Awards and you winning Emmys and you doing all of these things, the world loves you. Okay? But the moment that you step outside of their boundaries of what they think you should be, or the moment you're not hot no more, how many people still talk about MC Hammer? Huh? And him, MC Hammer was one of the hottest entertainers in the business at one point. How many people talk about MC Hammer? Huh? See, time have a remarkable way of revealing what's really truly important to people or what people deem as valuable. Time have a way of showing you that you're really not as valuable as people try to portray you to be. You are only in the world from a world standard. You are only success, or you are only still have value only to your next hit, or your next big box office movie, or your next championship in sports. Remember at one point, and this is so good, man. This is so good what I'm saying. I remember everybody talked about LeBron James. LeBron James was the greatest basketball player on the planet at one point. Everybody talked about LeBron James, but as time has came, now people are just seeing him as just another basketball player. People ain't talking about him as much. I don't care who you are. You can be Steph Curry. You can be Tom Brady. You can be whoever you want to be. After a while, people will start losing interest in you. That's the same way people have done Jesus Christ. And it is our responsibility as a body of believers to make sure that his name never gets left out or never get marginalized or get belittled or get insulted or get put on the back burner or people start just seeing him as just, okay, that's something that I heard. No, 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 no. Not on James McCutcheon. Watch. It shouldn't be on yours neither. You should be insulting that name. You should be telling the world about the goodness in that name. You should be letting the world know what that name did for you. You should be letting the world know that that name redeemed me. You should be letting the world know that that name saved me. You should let the world know that that name healed me. You should let the world know that that name covered me. You should let the world know that that name thought thought of me to be somebody's mother. That name that thought of me enough to make me be somebody's father. That name thought enough of me to be able to show me that when everybody else don't want you, I want you. Well, if I'm fat, he still want the fat guy. If I'm skinny, he still want the skinny girl. No matter what, if you're attractive or unattractive, I still want you. I love you. That name. So we can never minimize that name like we do the world, because I am saying to you today, that name is a strong tower. That name is a healer. That name is a redeemer. That name is a protector. That name is a provider. That name wants you when no one else says you matter. That name will see you. That name that when you are no longer a superstar from the world standard, that name says that the moment that you come into my kingdom, I'm going to make you a superstar. I'm going to make you be a superstar for the kingdom. I'm going to let the world know who I am, because you're going to let the world know who I am. So therefore, I'm saying to you today, we cannot allow ourselves to do Jesus the same way that we let the world do everybody else. He ain't a superhero. He is the hero. Huh? He ain't made up. Huh? So therefore, I'm saying to you today, so let's start meeting his expectations, because he sure been meeting ours. Oh, you may not have everything you want, but you got the lungs. You got the breath in your lungs, huh? Ask some people right now that's on a respirator. Some of them is on a respirator, and all they need is to say, Jesus, help me. And they'll come up off of that respirator. And sometimes people own it because he wants them in his presence. Because guess what? You know what? I want you to understand today that we serve a God that is sovereign. Do you know what sovereign means? Huh? Through all your mess, your foolishness, bad decisions, hang-ups, racism, all of that stuff, he's still sovereign enough that the moment that you say, I repent, the moment that you say, Lord, forgive me, the moment you say, turn my life around, the moment you say, plant my feet on solid ground, the moment that you say, Lord, I want it to be all about you, that's when he'll come in and show you how sovereign he have always been and how sovereign he will always be. Okay, let me get back to this. Ooh, I am so in love with you, Father. Listen to this. If you come from something on the outside, it can be stripped by something on the outside. Now, let me say this. See, the beautiful thing that God does, he works and clean you up on the inside, and it shows up on the outside. So what he does in the inside can't be taken away from you, because it's inward joy, it's inward peace, it's inward love, it's inward long-suffering, it's inward peace, it's inward long-suffering and meekness and kindness. It's all inward, huh? And what's inward? It will start showing up outward. But see, what we do, we dress up on the outside. You got your little blush on you. You got your Botox, huh? Yes, I said it. You got your little eyeliner, and you got your Pierre Cardin suit on, and your Armani suit, and you G'd up on the outside, huh? Yeah. You got the 24 karat gold smile. You got all of that stuff on the outside. See, that's what the world looks at. Because like one of my brothers say, people see you before they hear you. But see, God hear you before he see you. But then God see you, so therefore he can start hearing you, because he created you. So here, listen to this. So he cleans you up on the inside, so it starts showing up on the outside. The world want you to clean up on the outside, smell good on the outside, but your soul is tainted. Your morals is kind of misconstrued, huh? Your values a little off, huh? Yeah. You're in a threesome. huh? On the outside, everybody think you got the glit and the glam. But you got one man just left your house, and then here come another one coming into your house, and you're having sex with two or three people, huh? Yes, I said. See, I ain't scared to tell the truth. That's part of the problem right now. We sitting up so busy trying to marginalize sin. God say, no. We can't marginalize sin. We can call it what it is because I'm calling it what it is. I hate sin, love the people. But because people are tied to sin, it makes me have to disconnect myself from the people. But the moment that you decide to give up the sin and surrender to me, then you get a chance to see how much I've always loved you, but I just can't be with you because you're sinning. Okay, listen, this is so crazy to me that we don't get this part, okay? Listen, go to the altar. I asked my wife this question because I just wanted to know, even though I knew what the answer was going to be, And I was really thankful that I got the type of wife that I didn't almost make her lose her relationship, okay? Because of what stupidity of what came out of my mouth, but I did it because I wanted to just hear the answer. I already know, even though I knew the answer, I wanted to just hear because it sounded stupid to me. I want to see if it even sounded even more stupid to her, okay? So I'm going to just share with y'all what's said. I said, hey, look here. We don't understand how sin separates us from God. But yet still, we want to understand why we separate ourselves, some of us, from people that sin. So let me clarify. I asked you to marry me. Well, when you say marry me, I didn't say marry us. I said, marry me. Well, we understand it's a three-thread cord. Okay, it's God, me, and you. Okay, that's all the people that's supposed to be involved in that, okay? Because that's what it's called, covenant, okay? So I'm standing up there at the altar. Then all of a sudden you say, I say to you, hey, look here. The preacher started asking, hey, Jane, do you take Alicia, be your wife? For better, for worse, for richer, for poor, sickness and health, death do y'all part. Yes, I do. I take her to be my wife. Alicia, do you take Jane to be your husband? For same thing, better, for worse, richer, poor, sickness and health, death do you part. Okay, yes, I do. But before, Reverend, Pastor, before you say something, man, let me just say this. Okay, I got a room full of witnesses, okay? But I got to say this so to see if we can keep moving forward. Alicia, I know what I just said, but I need you to understand that I'm going to cheat on you every chance I can get. I'm going to have as many women as I can get. I'm going to sleep with who I want to sleep with, and I'm going to come home when I want to come home. I'm not going to provide, I ain't going to protect, I ain't going to do nothing, but I just need you to have sex with me when I want to, and when I decide to come through, I might have slept with four or five more other jokers, but when I come in the house, I need you to give it up too. Okay, you still want to marry me? Well, okay, now look here. If you find anybody that is in their right mind, now we talking about right mind, now I ain't talking about a special need person. I ain't talking about a person that is cuckoo for Cocoa Pops. I ain't talking about somebody that had brain surgery and they may be affected some type of way. I ain't talking about that person. I'm talking about somebody that is of sound mind. I ain't talking about somebody that have had to graduate summa cum laude. I ain't talking about somebody that have a 3.5, 4.0 GPA. I ain't talking about none of that, okay? You ain't got to have none of that. To understand the simplicity of the fact that I am now entering into a covenant with you, and you have an expectation that you and I are being going to be one together. It's going to be me and you and God and nobody else. And this joker going to stand up here and tell me that I'm finna run amok on you and treat you any kind of way. No, sir. I am not signing up for that. Matter of fact, I don't know how fast I can run with a wedding gown on to get away from you. So this is my point. If we can see that in the natural, why we can't understand that God separates himself when we are living a sinful lifestyle is very perplexing to me. It makes zero sense. It is the person that created you in his image and after his likeness, but he cool with you having sex with a man? He cool with you having sex with a woman and you a woman? He cool with you fornicating all over the place and having babies all over the place? He cool with that? He cool with you being a drug addict? He cool with you beating on women? Come on, people. We cannot be this inept to be this ridiculously stupid. Yes, I said it. It had to come to a place somewhere where we articulate in our mind that God is so holy. What does that look like? Is it me? Am I displaying holiness? Am I displaying holiness when I'm watching all kind of shows? Huh? Love and Hip Hop, The Reunion, and all this other nonsense with women calling each other B's and H's and all this. Come on, people. We cannot possibly say that we are tied to a holy and righteous and blameless God. Okay, here, I'm getting ready to come to a close. Okay, listen to this. People expect to say yes, but your yes is not always what is right. Huh? We say yes to a lot of things that we shouldn't say yes to. Okay. Always what is right for you. Spiritual, mental, and physical health. Well, it's a lot of mental health right now that's going on. It's been going on for a long time, but unfortunately, it's something that most people don't talk about. Because we, from a societal standpoint, we have marginalized mental health as weakness. So it makes people feel like if I talk about it, it's displaying me to be weak. But the truth of the matter of it is, let's reverse that. Really, the more you talk about where you're struggling, the more vulnerable you are, the more stronger you really truly are from God's perspective. But from man's perspective, that's really, we only want to talk about these things when the person is no longer here. Maybe if we really invoke God into the equation. Now, listen, I'm just being real and 100 about it. I have heard all of these statements on Twitch, the dancer that just committed suicide. I've heard everybody talk about it, and I heard one person mention Jesus Christ. Not one. I hadn't heard one person mention Jesus Christ. Not one. That's perplexing. I've heard everybody talk about Brittany Griner and, oh, she's home and blah, 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 blah. They just going on and on and on. I ain't heard one person talk about Jesus Christ. Not one. I've heard people talk about she's coming home to her wife and all of this, which is completely sin. But the truth of the matter of it is that we celebrating this kind of foolishness. That's what I'm talking about. That ain't meeting God's expectation. That's what now you think God created her to be in a relationship with another woman when he created a man and woman to be together? That was his divine plan. That was his foundation plan established, and it ain't changing. So not one person have talked about Jesus Christ in the midst of all of this that's going on. I don't hear nobody saying anything. That's, to me, shameful. Shame on us, even as a body of believers, that the enemy get to take over the airways and say all of this other stuff and all this natural stuff. Look here, I don't care who you are. You can have so much money that when you walk in, gold bars is dripping and falling out of your pockets. If Jesus Christ is not your foundation, if Jesus Christ, if you're not tied to the Prince of Peace, you are not going to have peace. And that is the only thing that is sustainable. That is the only thing that is going to keep you when everything else is failing and falling around you. Okay? So let me just finish this. Mental health and physical health. You don't have to be a people pleaser. You only have to please your Heavenly Father. That's the problem. Most of the time we're so busy trying to please people, and none of us a lot of times are not willing to please God only when it's beneficial, or when we feel like we want him to be a sugar daddy. And God ain't no sugar daddy, okay? Yes, I said it. So listen to this. Therefore, make sure your yes is yes and your no is no. Only then will God's glory be revealed. Because the Bible says that an unstable man is unstable in all of his ways. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So if you flip-flopping, you all over the place, that you're going to be unstable. And when you're unstable, the enemy is going to take advantage of you, and people are going to take advantage of you. I say this all the time to people, that no is the strongest word in your vocabulary used in the proper content. And the only way you will know when to say no is when something, my wife and I use this as a parameter for us on a lot of things that we do. If we got to check in our spirit on something, that means for us not to do it. If we're in agreement on something, then therefore, whether it's right or whether it's wrong, because we are in agreement on it, then we deal with the good outcome or we deal with the consequence outcome, whichever one, because we came in agreement on it. And the reality of it is that wherever there is agreement, even if it's a bad outcome, God said he will command his blessings because we are in a covenant with him. Ain't that so beautiful that he's that merciful? Okay, now listen to this. I'm coming to a close. Now, this is the last few things I got. I got to say these. I got to. Okay, now listen to this. Five things I like to leave my people with this quite often. Five things that I know that we expect as expectations. One, if you are married or in a committed relationship, no one expects to be cheated on. That's an expectation. Number two, if you are male or female, a little boy or a little girl, you expect to be taken care of. I promise you that's an expectation. And provided for. Number three, everyone has an expectation to have something to eat or drink. That may sound simplistic. Go a few days without having something to eat or drink, and I guarantee your body going to remind you, and you're going to remind everybody else. Okay? Because you're going to be cranky, irritable, and you can flat out just be flat mean when you don't have nothing to eat or drink. Okay? That's a flat fact. Okay? Number four, having somewhere to live or shelter. Oh, you don't think that's important? Well, I, your brother, have lived out of my car before. And believe you me, never want to experience that again, okay? I did not like it, but I dealt with it. But it was a season in my life that I don't ever want to see that season again. Ain't nothing like having some real shelter, okay? Ain't nothing like going and being able to take a shower or a bath and being able to open the refrigerator and get you a bottle of water or get you something to eat. That's real talk. Okay. Number five, to know that people see you and that you matter and someone really truly cares. You don't think that's important? That people see you? Well, why is everybody walking around here with green, blue, purple, yellow, and red, and all this other kind of hairstyles and colors? Because they want to be seen. They want people to see who they are. They want to be acknowledged and be known. That's an expectation. A woman dress up and get her hair done and beautify herself because she wants her husband to notice her. Men go and work out at the gym, try to get their little abs and all, because you want to be noticed. You want people to notice you, whether if it's your spouse or whether it's people around you. Ain't nothing like a compliment. Man, those some nice shoes. Oh, boy, that's a really nice jacket you got on. Oh, girl, that's a pretty handbag you got on. Oh, man, that's a really nice hairdo. Oh, your hair is so nice. People want to be noticed. That's an expectation. I promise. People might say, I ain't no expectation. That's, you're not being truthful. Nobody goes broke for Christmas if it ain't an expectation that I want to make sure that my kids have gifts up under the tree. Kids have an expectation to have a gift under the tree. It's an expectation. We got them, so why shouldn't God have expectations? Makes sense to me. Hope it makes sense to y'all too. Okay, now here's five things. This is the last of it. Five things that I know is an expectation from the Most High God. Now, you know, that list is kind of long. So I'm just putting five things that I feel that is very irrelevant to you and I from a societal standpoint. Okay, number one, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Number two, because that's the greatest commandment. That's how I know that got to be expectation. Okay? Second one is likened unto this. Love thy neighbor as thyself. And that their color. Oh, this is so good. And that their color does not matter. See, God's expectation is he don't give a flip. What, white, black, Puerto Rican, Chinese, Portuguese, whatever nationality, he don't care. The cross is available and accessible to all of you. Whoever want to come to it and lay it down at the foot of the cross, my cross is available to you. My grace is available to you. My love is available to you. So get rid of this stinking thinking that God got a problem with white people being with black people and God got a problem with a black person being with a Jew or a white person being with somebody Puerto Rican. That's all man stuff. God ain't interested in that. Because love see love. Huh? Do you know my son? Oh, you're Chinese. Huh? You said you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, God raised from. Oh, you say Chinese man, Chinese lady. Oh, Russian man, Russian. I don't care about all that. That's some stuff that man that got caught up in. That's why you answer to me, not him. Okay? All right. Number three. Be holy because I am holy. Ooh, that's a big one. Be holy, because I'm holy. That's an expectation. Sound like expectation to me. Okay? I'm holy. I want you to be holy. Because holiness follow holiness. Huh? Light and darkness ain't hanging out together. Okay? Now I'm just saying. Sound like to me that's an expectation. Okay? Number four. Always choose love, grace, mercy, and forgiveness. Always. It's an expectation that the Most High God has for his children. Number five, be slow to anger and quick to forgive. Don't be a road rager. Don't have a road rage moment. Don't flip folk off and you say you belong to me. I don't know too many holy people giving folk the finger, okay? Yes, I said it. So I'm saying to you, be holy. Be slow to anger, but be quick to forgive. Man, put that into practice and see how life starts working out for you. Man, I love you guys with the love of Jesus Christ, the love that is unfailing. Man, I am so fired up, excited that I get to share the good news of Jesus Christ and the gospel, and God has given me such a different spin on how I deliver his word. It ain't churchy, which I love, because the church do they thing. And God said, hey, James, I need you to deliver how I give it. And it's going to be relatable to people, because sometimes people need to know that I am a God that sees them in every asset and facet and aspect of their day-to-day life. And I just need someone to keep it real with what I think, because I want people to understand that you don't always have to come to me acting like you got it all together when I know you don't. So sometimes just to have somebody just to tell you the truth in a way to where it connects the dot to get you to understand that I see you for who you really truly are, because most people don't. That's what I got you for, James. And I thank them for it, because I'm going to tell the truth. But if I'm telling it, I better make sure I'm living it. Man, I love you guys. I will be back on, if the Lord says the same, in 2 weeks. Man, I got such a great song today. I want to send this song out to my daughter. She's hurting right now. She's going through right now. I want to send this out to both of my sons that are hurting right now, and that's really going through right now. And I want to send this song out to Twitch's wife and everyone else that have been affected by this brother's loss. And I want to send this song out to every hurting person. I want to send this out to people that are going through a divorce. I want to send this out that God will redeem that relationship. I want to send this song out to all of the people that are broken and feel like God has forgotten about you. This song is for you. Man, y'all listen to the words of this song. Man, this is so good. I love you guys. Man, y'all be blessed. Have an amazing rest of the day. And I will see y'all in 2 weeks if the Lord say the same. Man, be on fire for the King, because he's always looking out for you. I will see you guys in 2 weeks. Listen to this song. Let it minister to you. Peace.